As long as we get Kenyan North Faces, then I'm fine. That's all. I'll do whatever they want. You know? All right, here we go. So, again, just the flow of what's going on in this Daf Gemara. So we started right the Mishnah is Zman Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the latest time to daven Shema in the evening is Atzof Hashemira Rishona, which led us to a discussion about the Ashmiros in the night in general. How there are three different Ashmiros. Okay, we're going to get to Machlokes a little bit if there's three or four, but we say that Rabbi Eliezer says there's three different Ashmiros. And each Ashmura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is crying over the Galus, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and his relationship with Klal Yisrael, which led us to a story about Rabbi Yossi, who was in a Chorba, and that's what he heard in the Chorba. So now, because of all that, the next step is we're going to just talk about Chorvas in general. So that is what we're up to now. We're two lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, and so we continue the discussion about Chorvos. So says the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbana, the rabbis taught in the Braisa, Mipnei Shlosha Devarim Ein Nechnasim LeChorva. So there are three reasons why one may not enter a Chorva, a destructed structure, you know, a broken down structure. Right, because if you remember from the story, Eliyahu HaNavi said you shouldn't have davened in the Chorva, you should have davened on the road. And Rabbi Yossi says, oh, I learned from here that you shouldn't go davened in the Chorva. We don't know what the reason is. So Mibnei Shosh Advarim, there's three reasons. Mibnei Chashad, so the first reason is because of some sort of chashad, suspicion, that right, it says Rashi Shelo Yomru Zona Muchenis Lo Sham. That is where people used to meet zonos. Okay, you needed to find like a unoccupied place, so you would meet a zona in a chorba, this, you know, unoccupied, broken down building. And not that it's inherently usur, not that we, you know, think that if you go into a chorba, you'll. But we don't even chashad. We don't even want someone to suspect that maybe that's what he's doing there. So that's the first reason. Second reason is mipnei ha-mafolis, because safety concerns, the building. Shechomos achobos reuos umesukanhu pen tipolachom alav, says Rashi, right? The walls of the chorba are shaky, and therefore we are concerned that the walls are going to fall when you're there. Umipnei hamazikin, and the third reason is because of the mazikin, because of the evil spirits that reside in the chorba. Three different reasons. So basically what the Gemara does now is says, why do we need all three of those different reasons? And says, well, okay, in this case, this reason doesn't apply. In this case, this reason doesn't apply. Like, I was thinking of an example, you know, how this, what this is. If I say to my students, you can't go out to recess in the morning. So they'll be like, and, you know, why not? And I'll say, because it's dangerous to be there without another teacher. Because the principal might be looking for you and he won't know where you are. And because you're going to be missing your other classes. So why did I give three reasons? Because, well, maybe it won't be dangerous because maybe there will be another teacher there. Or they're not going to play sports. They're just going to stand there and there's nothing to be concerned about. So, okay, the other reasons still apply. The principal might be looking for them, so they still can't go. Or maybe they'll say, oh, well, go tell the principal that we're on the roof. So if you need us, we're on the roof. The roof is recess and MDS because they're in the middle. I've got to clarify that. Right, so we'll tell the principal and therefore... therefore, that reason doesn't, right? If I only gave that reason, then they were just like, okay, well, tell the principal. So I also had to say the reason because it's dangerous. Or if I only said because it's dangerous and because they won't know where you are, then, you know, they might think if we told the principal and we're not playing sports, then we could go. But they're going to be missing class. But if I only said the reason you're missing class, then if their teacher doesn't show up, they go to the room, you know, they go out to recess. So that's why you have to give all different reasons. So that's what our Gemara does right now. Also, why do we have the three reasons of Chashad, Mapolis, and Mazikin? So says the Gemara, Mipnei Chashad. So you can't enter a Chorba because of suspicion of hanging out with the Zona. The Tepuk Lei Mishum Mafolas. So says the Gemara that we should only learn the reason that, right, Tepuk, like literally means like come out, should come out. The real reason that should come out is mafolis. Why do we need chashad? So we should only learn mafolis. Why do you need to say chashad? So answers the Gemara that there are cases where, right, if you only said that the reason you can't go into a chorba is because mafolis, that wouldn't suffice. Because bechadati, because in a new mafolis, right, shenafla michada, shachuma shelo nafla, v'odena v'cheskasa, basically, it's a newer chorba. It's a destroyed building, but it's a newer chadati, chadash, right? It's a newer chorba. So we're not concerned. Okay, one wall fell, we're still, since it's new, we're not concerned that more walls are going to fall. So therefore, it wouldn't have just been enough to say that the reason is because of the danger, because the danger doesn't always apply. So therefore, it also had to say the reason of chashad, because that will apply even in a new chorba, right? Even if it's a new chorba, there's still this issue of chashash with the zona. So then the Gemara says, "V'tepuk la mishum mazikin." Okay, so maybe we should just say the only reason, let's learn it only, the only reason is mazikin, right? Why do we need the other reasons, right? Because mazikin would apply even in a new chorba, so that should be a great reason. That's all you need to say. You don't need to teach all these other reasons and make things complicated. So says the Gemara, bitrei, that no, because in a case of two people who are entering the chorba, mazikin don't attack someone if they're in groups. Mazikin don't attack someone if there are two people there. So if it only said, oh, the only reason you can't enter a chorba is because of mazikin, then, right, logically I would conclude, okay, as long as I have two people, betray, as long as I have two people, I can enter the chorba. So therefore it had to say the other reasons of sakana, right? Sakana, the walls can fall whether there's one person there or two people there, and it couldn't just tell us the reason of mazikin. So says the Gemara, though, I betray chashad nami leka. Okay, but if there's two people, if we're, you know, that's what we're concerned about, a case of two people, you don't need to teach the case of chashad. You don't need to teach the case of suspicion of illicit acts with the zona, because right, if there are two people, we don't think that anyone, you know, no one's going to do something inappropriate, you know, in front of another person. So right, so okay, you had to teach me the mazikin thing, the mazikin, because maybe there's two people. If there's two people, then you don't need to teach the chashad, and it would have been enough, right? What are we basically saying right now? That it would have been enough to say that the only reason is because mapolis. That would suffice for everything. Answers the Gemara, no, because there is a case where you do have two people, and there still is an issue of chashad. What's the case where you have two people and there still is an issue of chashad? Betray upritzi. So you have two people, but they're pritzi, they're promiscuous. And therefore, in general, right, this also comes up in Hilchos Yichud. Right? In Hilchos Yichud, if there are two men together, there's no issue of Yichud. Which is basically, this is an issue of Hilchos Yichud, Chashad, Zona, right? So, but if there are two men, there's no issue. But if one of them is pritzi, if one of them is promiscuous, then we don't think that they're going to be shomer on each other. That they, you know, they're going to, they're extra promiscuous, and it's not going to help. So that's what the Gemara basically says at this point. That in a case of trei upritzi, right? So the issue of mazikin doesn't apply. And in a case of treyu priti, the issue of chashad doesn't apply. So that's why you had to teach the issue of mapolis, because mapolis does apply even if there are two people, right? So basically, treyu priti is a case where two out of the three reasons don't apply. And we're going to continue now in the Gemara. We're going to find other cases where, oh, these two reasons don't apply. Oh, that's why we need the third reason. These two reasons don't apply. That's why we need... So treyu priti, right? Again, just to understand what the Gemara is saying right now. Treyu priti, mazikin doesn't apply because mazikin don't attack two people. And chashad, right, so chashad wouldn't apply if not for the fact that they're pritzi, that means chashad applies. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Mipnei hamapolis v'tepik l'mishum chashad u'mazikin. So why do you now we try from the other angle? We say, okay, so one of the reasons is mipnei hamapolis, because the building might collapse. Isn't it enough to just v'tepik l'mishum chashad u'mazikin? So isn't it enough to just tell us that the reason is chashad u'mazikin? Why do we also need mapolis, right? So says the Gemara, betray the kashri, right? In a case of two people and they're kosher, so in that case, the only reason that applies is mapolis, right? If there are two people and they're kosher, the only, right? Because if there are two people, mazikin doesn't apply, and if they're kosher, then chashad doesn't apply. So the only reason that applies is mapolis. So now we try another angle. Mipnei hamazikin. Okay, so why do you have to teach mazikin? V'tepik le mipnei chashad mipnei hamapolis. So isn't it enough to just learn it out from chashad and mapolis? Why do we need the mazikin reason also? So says the Gemara, b'chorba chadati u'betrei v'kashri. So if we have the following case, a chorba chadati, a new chorba, and it's two people, and they're kosher, then we need to have the reason of mazikin. Why do we need mazikin? Because since it's chadati, the reason of mapolis doesn't apply, and since it's trei v'kashri, the reason of chashad doesn't apply. So the only reason that does apply is mazikin. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. If we're talking about a case of a new chorba, and there's two people, and they're kosher, says the Gemara, ibetrei mazikin nami leka. Wait a second. Now all three reasons don't apply. So this should be a case where you are allowed to go into the chorba. Okay, right? Why would this be a case that you're allowed to go into the chorba? It's two people, so, and they're kosher, so chashad doesn't apply. It's chadati. It's a new chorba. So mapolis doesn't apply, and it's two people, so mazikin doesn't apply. So this case, you should be allowed to go into into the chorba. So says the Gemara, bimikomam chayshinan. No, so we're dealing a specific case called bimikomam chayshinan, at a place that is... It's known that mazikin attack b'mekomam. Rashi says b'makom shei mitzuyin tadir. They're very tadir. It's very common for mazikin to attack there. Chashina nafilu b'tray. So right, the rule is in general two people are able to ward off mazikin. If you're with two people, you're safe. There's no mazikin. But what we're saying now is b'mekomam chashinan. If it's a place that's already been established as a place where mazikin attack, it's their place. Chayshinan, we're suspicious of mazikin, and therefore even with two people, you can't go into the chorba. So that is right. So just to sum up that case is a new chorba, two people, and they're kosher. So they're kosher. So there's no chashash of the zona. And it's a new chorba, so there's no chashash of mapolis. But why is there chashash of mazikin? Because it's b'mekomam. It's in a place that's common. So that's the Gemara, another answer why there might be a chashash of mazikin. V'ibayisema l'olam v'chad u'b'chorba chadati dekai b'dibra. So there might be another reason why there is no chashash of mazikin. Sorry, there's no chashash of there is a chashash of mazikin, sorry, but there is no chashash of chashad. Okay? So it's lolam bechad. There's one, it's only one person. It's a chor bechadati. So chor bechadati gets rid of the mapolis reason. But it's dekai bedibra. The chorba isn't a dibra, isn't a field. Okay? And basically, says the Gemara, dehasam mishum chashad leka. There's no chashad if the chorba is in a field. We don't think that if someone goes into a chorba in the field, we don't think that he is maybe going to be doing something with his own. Daha isha bedibra lo shchicha. So women, they don't hang out in the fields, right? If you're going to meet a zona, you're going to meet her in a chorba in the city. If you told a zona, "Oh, meet me in the chorba in the field," she's like, "I don't go to the field. I don't do that." So right, isha bedibra lo shchicha. So there's no issue of zona. Umashim mazikin ika, but there still is an issue of mazikin. So basically, to sum up what we did, it's a little confusing. Got to read it all through. But we have a case. We have at the end of the Gemara, we have a case where only mazikin applies. We have two cases where mazikin applies. What are the cases where only mazikin applies? If it's a new chorba, so mafolos doesn't apply, and it's two sherim bimakomam. So it's two kosher people, so chashad doesn't apply. But since it's bimakomam, it's bekom mazikin, mazikin apply. That's one case where only mazikin applies, so we have to teach mazikin. Another possibility of a case where only mazikin applies is it's one person, it's a new chorba, so mafolos doesn't apply. But since it's bedibra, it's in a field, chashad doesn't apply, but still mazikin applies. So that is why we have to teach mazikin. And then earlier in the Gemara, we brought up a case where only mapolis applies. What's the case where only mapolis applies? That there are two people and they're ksherim. So since there's two people, there's no issue of mazikin. And since they're ksherim, there's no issue of chashad. So basically, therefore, we had to teach mapolis. And we had a case earlier where only chashad applied. What was the case where only chashad applied? Chashad, if it's two people in a new chorba, but they're pritzi. Two people, mazikin won't be there. It's a new chorba, we're not concerned that the walls are going to collapse. But since they're pritzi, chashad still applies. So basically what we went through in the Gemara is we found a case... we found cases where you need each of the three rules. Right? We have three different reasons why you can't enter a mapolit. Seems redundant. Why do you need to give all the reasons? Because there are specific cases where two out of the three reasons don't apply anymore, and therefore it had to come and say, no, you still can't go into a chorba in this case because there's still a issue of chashad, or there's still an issue of mapolit, or there's still an issue of mazikin. So we'll stop here. It's a lot of... It's not so common.